This is DJ King, and you're listening to the Hollywood Slang on Penguin Radio. I got a great show planned for you guys today. I know it's another start to a busy week, but I hope you guys all had a great weekend. So without further ado, let's get this show started. The first story I have for you guys is actually, if you guys are Terminator fans, I don't know if you're Terminator fans, but the new Terminator trailer just came out, Genesis, and it reveals a really, really, really insane plot twist. Yeah, that's right. We now, like in our society now, we are watching trailers, and it's like such like a dangerous, almost like a game, because we like watching it, and then if we like it, we're gonna go see the movie. But I mean, the new Terminator movie, I watched the trailer, and it looks so cool, and like I haven't seen all of the Terminator movies, but the ones that I have watched, I think they're really good movies. But the Terminator Genesis trailer has been released, and not only does not it include some of like really serious action, it also reveals a really massive plot twist, and to fans are going to be really really shocked. And it also seems like this installment of the Terminator franchise, it does away with all of the other plots, because John Connor, you know, the savior of mankind, is now actually going to be the bad guy in the movie. And you know, although it might seem like all of the other movies, they save like all the other parts of the movies to put in this movie, they actually revealed in a trailer that they're going to, they almost have like an all new plot for the movie. But it's still like the characters do, travel back and forth in time. Like literally it's like, it's just like flashbacks. Like the first movie, I'm going to tell you guys, Kyle Reese, you know, he travels back in time to like 1982. The time, however, Sarah O'Connor is aware of his mission. And, the next scene shows the 80s Sarah talking to her young son, only to the, flash forward again, revealing that the grown up John has the new Terminator, the new Terminator. Just a few weeks ago, it was revealed that there would be a new Terminator, but they never really did. Did we think, like the fans think, that it would be like the original hero? So that's certainly like one of the ways to, I would say, like forward the franchise. But we're surprised that Paramount and Skydance, you know, the makers of the movie, would reveal such like an enormous twist to the movie's second trailer, because it's only the second trailer for the movie. But I'm going to give you guys like an official like synopsis, like a little like summary of everything. So via Paramount Picture, when John Connor, played by Jason Clarke, leader of the human resistance, sends Sergeant Kyle Reese, which is played by Jay Courtney, back to 1984 to protect, you know, Sarah O'Connor, which is played by Amelia Clarke, and safeguard the future, an unexpected turn events creates a fractured timeline. Now, Sergeant Reese finds himself in a new and unfamiliar version of the past, where he is faced with unlikely allies, including the Guardian, Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is, you know, the dangerous new enemy, and an unexpected new mission to reset the future. So I feel like this movie is going to be a great movie if you like the Terminator movie. So if you do, and if you're a fan of the Terminator movies, I really highly recommend that you guys see this movie. Now, moving on to another story I have for you guys. Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles, got married this past week. She married her husband, which is now her husband, Richard Lawson. Congratulations, you know, on order for Beyonce's mom. So her mom's name is Tina Knowles, and Richard Lawson is the new, I guess you can say, daddy. But they tied the knot Sunday aboard a yacht in California. If you guys didn't see the picture, they were taken by Cliff Watts. And both Tina and her husband, you know, were really nicely dressed, you know, in white for the, you know, exciting occasion. Her dress was Tina's dress, Beyonce's mom. Her dress was designed by Ramona Cabeza. About, you know, 300, you know, including Stallone, Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Blue Ivy, attended the all-white affair, you know, according to reports. The super yacht, which goes by the name of Eternity, that's the yacht they got married on, it cruised around Newport Beach, you know, for the entire affair. So this is actually Tina, which is Beyonce's mom's second marriage. Her previous marriage, if you guys didn't know, was to Michael Knowles, so which is Beyonce and Stallone's dad. So, you know, after divorce in December 2011, Tina, her mom, 61, you know, she found love again with Richard. He's 67. So he's best, if you guys don't know who Richard is, he's best known for all his work on All My Children and the 1982 film Poltergeist. So, you know, it has been, you know, a busy, I would say probably a busy past few months for the Knowles. But because of November, you know, Sloane, she also tied the knot to her now husband, Alan Ferguson. And, you know, everyone attended that affair, too. It was actually got married in New Orleans. And it also had, it was all white. But that one was a little smaller than her mom's. It was about 100 people, including her closest family and the witnesses, you know, the longtime lovers become husband and wife. Their wedding was, their wedding weekend, you know, included, you know, several festivities, but all which that, all which happened on that Friday night when they got married. So, Sloane, she's so beautiful, but I feel like her and Beyonce look exactly alike. But, just want to say congratulations to Tina Knowles and Richard on their happy, marriage, and hope you guys have many happy years together. My next story I'm going to talk about is Kim Kardashian and her family fly to Israel after Armenia trip. So you know, the Kardashians are taking to their holy land. After spending several days in Armenia, they actually went back to the homeland for her late father Robert Kardashian's ancestors. Kim Kardashian and her family jetted off to Israel. And the pictures on that I saw are really cool. It looked really like they had a really fun vacation. But, you know, the group took flight on their private jet, and they landed in the international airport. But they also, the only sister that did not go was Chloe. But Kim, Kanye, and Northwest went. And they, you know, the group received a full VIP treatment upon their arrival. They stayed at a really nice luxury 5-star hotel in Jerusalem, located near the Old City. But on the last night, they were actually in Armenia. At midnight on Monday, Kanye gave a surprise free concert. And all the fans were so, so, so happy. Because he wasn't supposed to do a concert, he just decided to do it. And also because the stage was so far from all his fans, he actually jumped in the water and like went and like greeted all his fans, but he was soaking wet in the water, but all his fans joined in and jumped in with him, and it was like one big party. And Kim posted on her Instagram, she said, "What a crazy night. Kanye wakes me up and says he's doing a free concert in Armenia." Kim said on her Instagram also that, "I throw on my sweats and we head out. Thousands of people were there. Kanye jumped in Swan Lake to be closer to the crowd on the other side, and so many people jumped in too. It was such an exciting, crazy night. So happy I got to rock out with everyone in Armenia on our last night here." And she hashtagged it, "Epic Night Armenian Pride." And I thought this was so cool because if you guys see the pictures, and there's also a video online, it's really, really, really cool because he wasn't supposed to do a concert, so he decided to do it, and then he was like, "Oh, I'm too far from my fans," so then he decided to jump in the water and be closer with them, and when that happened, like I said, everyone else jumped in, and it just looked like one big party, and it looked like so, so much fun. But I just wanted to share that story with you guys. The next story I have for you guys is actually having to do with Madonna and Drake, and I never thought I would see those two actually together. But Madonna gives a surprise performance at Coachella, and if you've seen the video, you can watch her dream come true as she makes out with Drake. Yes, I said make out with Drake. So Madonna is living for love right now. Last month, she received to U.S. Weekly, "The lifetime ambition I still want to fulfill is to go on a dream date with Drake and only kiss him." The 56-year-old pop star turned her fantasy into reality when she made a cameo during the 28-year-old rapper's Coachella set Sunday, and they swapped spit on stage. Yes, they made out on stage, but I honestly, personally don't think that Drake was willing to. I think Miss Madonna over here just went and grabbed his face, if you can see in the video, and just started, I would say, eating his face. But if you see the video, Drake did not enjoy it whatsoever. He, like, turned away, and he had, like, the most disgusting look on his face. But I mean, if you watch it, you can see. So I'm gonna tell you guys, it started out like so innocent and everything, you know. Drake introduced a special surprise guest, and by performing Madonna, his on his new album, he has a song named Madonna, and the track on his latest, that sort of thing, on his latest album, if you're not reading this, it's too late. So that was Madonna's cue to make, you know, her big entrance, and of course she made a huge entrance. She wore a gold grill, a black t-shirt with a big-ass Madonna, a line from Drake's song, on her chest. Madonna performed two of her hits, Human Nature and Hung Up. So after all that went down, she literally, that's when Madonna, she went in for the kill. And with that being said, Drake was sitting in a chair. Madonna hovered over him, stuck her tongue down his throat. He rolled with it as she caressed his chest. It was so uncomfortable for me watching because he looked so uncomfortable. You know, he tried to play with her hair. It looked just really awkward. So she pushed his hands away. But the cameras did catch Drake after they were done, wiping his mouth and telling the crowd, oh, shit, what the hell just happened? Because, I mean, like, and then Madonna shouted, I'm Madonna, and left the stage. But, I mean, God, poor Drake. Poor Drake. That is just so crazy. I would say that this Drake kiss put Madonna's, MTV VMA kisses with Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera is a shame, if you guys know what I'm talking about. But, I can't believe that. I cannot believe that. To me, this story is so weird, but, I mean, what can you say? Poor Drake, he probably didn't even like it. But he did put on his Instagram after that, he put Monday Instagramming moments to write about home about. So it's no secret that, you know, Madonna is into younger men, but, I mean, she went for the kill. She went up and beyond to get her little kiss with Drake. But with that being said, the next story I have for you guys is about Ryan Reynolds, and is he okay after a hit and run in Vancouver? Stay tuned. This is DJ King with the Hollywood Slang after this break. And if you guys don't know, this song is Body Party by Ciara. It's a kind of an old song, but you know, when you hear it, it just hits somewhere, man. And you just have to dance and you just have to listen to it. But moving on, like I said before, I went to break. Ryan Reynolds, is he okay after a hit and run accident that he had in Vancouver? Ryan Reynolds, you know, as I said, he was a victim of a hit and run in Vancouver on Friday. You know, he was just, while walking, Ryan was struck by a paparazzi driving a car through an underground parking garage. And I mean, those can be, because I've been in an underground parking garage before, and when you have to go up, if you can't see the street, I mean, I know you're supposed to honk, but, I mean, I can see paparazzi, but I feel like paparazzi are following him anyways. So, excuse me. So the 38-year-old actor, you know, publicist said that the man was... He fled the scene, but Ryan is okay, but police did confirm that Reynolds was injured, but he had no further details about the incident. Reynolds also, he also hails from Vancouver, if you guys didn't know that, and he's in the town to film his movie Deadpool. His wife, Blake Lively, was in LA over the weekend to do press for the film The Age of Adalyn, I think that's how you say it. But he also, what was funny is, even though, you know, he got hurt during it, he also, he kind of made a joke about it. On Twitter on Sunday night, he posted after the reporter from CBC tweeted at him, hey, Reynolds, the CBC wants to know how you're doing after the hit, after you've been hit by a car. And then Richard Zussman tweeted, can you call 604-662-6990? And then Reynolds replied, put Beachcombers back on the air and I'll call. I just thought that was really funny. He's referencing the hit Canadian series that ran on CBC from 1972 to 1990. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but yeah, I just thought it was funny because he made this such a serious thing, but then he ended up joking about it on Twitter, and I think that's really funny. But the next story I have for you guys is I'm going to give you guys the five biggest jaw droppers of the 2015 MTV Movie Awards, if you guys didn't watch them. So Amy Schumer, kills it, literally. Like, nobody was safe in the audience when she was the host Sunday night. Whether it was, like, making fun of memorable movie scenes or big winner Kevin Hart, the Comedy Central star showed no mercy throughout her show. I mean, she even took aim at Jimmy Kimmel during her, like, opening monologue by shooting a bow and arrow into his chest. It was just so funny, but he didn't actually get hurt, guys, so don't worry if you're worrying about that. But also, the second thing is that was a big headline of it was Watch Your Penis. When Zac Efron accepted his award for, like, the best duo, you know, things got really handsy when his partner in crime, Dave Franco, you know, tried to grab his nipples. And then after that, Efron's button down wasn't exactly button. And he said, "You're crossing a line right now, Dave." Efron warned his neighbor co-star, if you guys didn't know, they're in The Neighbors together. But don't make me do it. Do you want me to grab Franco's penis? Yes, and it happened. If you guys didn't watch it, it was really funny, but it was also really awkward. The third thing is Twerk Magic Mike. Channing Tatum. You can add Channing Tatum to the list of guys who want to impress Jennifer Lopez. I mean, who wouldn't want to impress Jennifer Lopez? She's like 40, actually maybe 40 or 50, and she looks like her body is amazing. But anyways, while the Boy Next Door actress was hoping for some stripper moves by Channing Tatum, Tatum actually decided to do a little bit of twerking if you guys watch. And, you know, I guess we'll have to wait a little longer until Magic Mike XXL hits theaters on July 1st to see the real deal. But, I mean, if you guys liked Magic Mike 2, you should definitely go see Magic Mike XXL, because, I mean, it's probably going to be good. And as I said, it comes out in July 1st. The fourth thing of the five biggest jaw droppers of the 2015 MTV Movie Awards is the Furious Singer. In Furious 7, Vin Diesel can survive a high-speed chase, you know, dangerous jumps, and a whole lot of action. But on Sunday night, however, the actor showed off his surprise singing ability, and he performed parts of See You Again. And, you know, as it turns out, Vin Diesel actually has his four-year-old son to blame for getting that song stuck in his head. He says it was a little homage to the little one at home he shared with MTV backstage. But I mean, that was really funny. Like, it was really funny to see him sing, because it didn't sound bad, but I mean, it wasn't excellent, but I mean, he could kind of sing. So, you know, the last thing for the five biggest jaw droppers of the MTV Movie Awards is Swimming in the Lady Pool. And who other than to be in this than Amber Rose and Amy Schumer? So perhaps we should have, you know, prepared for this, because just a few days before the big show, MTV actually released like a tease, like a little preview of what the show was going to be like, of Schumer and Amber Rose enjoying. They're watching a rated R showing of 50 Shades of Grey. Rated R, yes, that's probably the most explicit part of the movie, of 50 Shades of Grey, the rated R version. So, you know, the ladies, however, they got a little bit, and by the ladies, I mean Schumer and Amber Rose, they got a little handsy and it got a little hotter when they decided to make out in the audience moments before a commercial break. And perhaps this was worth leaving Coachella early for, because, I mean, Amber Rose and Amy Schumer were making out. I watched the video. I couldn't believe it. Cameras were all on them. The whole audience was staring at them. It was hilarious. I was laughing. But like I always say, I'm not a fan of Amber Rose, because look, she's getting negative, you know, she's getting popular off of this negative stuff that she does, and I just don't like her. But anyways, moving on. The next thing I have has to do still with the MTV, you know, Movie Awards. Kevin Hart won the MTV Comedy Genius Award and gave the most sweetest speech ever, guys. Well, if you didn't watch, it was like one of the cutest things ever. Kevin Hart accepted the award at the MTV Music Awards, but he had, I think he had a speech set up, but it was really nice. I'm going to read you guys what he said. Him and his friends and his comedian Jimmy Kimmel, you know, kicked things off with, like, it was so cool with the introduction that concluded, like, the jokes of Kevin Hart's height. And he said, "I'm very happy to be here, because I wasn't, it wasn't easy for Kevin." And they said Kevin was too small to be a comedy giant. Kimmel also said, at night he would go to the comedy clubs and climb up on stage. Oh, how he would struggle to climb up on the stage, because, you know, he's so short. But anyways, all the jokes stopped once Kevin Hart took the stage and he gave his acceptance speech. But, you know, instead of going for laughs like he usually does, he really decided to just, you know, go straight for sensitivity. And he really, really, really wanted to thank everyone who helped him and helped him get to the top of his career. And I'm actually going to read his speech for you guys right now. His speech actually says, "I want to thank my fiance for being my rock right now. I want to thank my ex-wife for giving me these two kids who are my best friends right now. Heaven for being the most amazing daughter. Hendrix for being the most amazing son. My kids, I'm doing all this for them. I'm trying to leave a legacy for them. Last but not least, my fans. This is for y'all. I love y'all." And, you know, I just thought that was really cool. Props to you, Kevin, because, you know, he tries to be funny all the time, but this just shows that he can also be really serious about, you know, his he doesn't always have to be funny, I guess. What I'm trying to say is. And still staying on the MTV Music Movie Awards, because, you know, it was a really, really good show. Robert Downey Jr., you know, he humbly accepted his award, which he also got for MTV Generational Award for his new movie that's coming out, Avengers Age of Ultron Squad. So, you know, bow down to the acting king. You know, Robert Downey Jr. is great when it comes to action movies. With the help of the, you know, Avengers Age of Ultron Squad, he was commemorated at the movie awards, you know, receiving the Generational Award, honoring his great achievement in his film. I think he really, really deserved the award. He just is a really great actor. And I mean, his new movie coming out, I'm going to talk about later in my show. It's supposed to be a really, really great movie. And I just want to say congratulations to you. But he also had a speech to say. He said, "In the 34 years that have passed since the birth of MTV, I've grown up, I failed, succeeded, partied way too much, begged for a second chance, and literally clawed my way to the top, because you can define your generation." And, you know, after those touching and humble speech that he gave about, you know, his hardships and what he's endured throughout his acting career, he thanked his fans, you know, by sharing the exclusive world premiere of his clip, Marvel Avengers Age of Tron. But I'm going to talk about that later on in my show. But switching gears, guys, I want to move on to Mariah Carey. This is the next story is about Mariah Carey, because, you know, she hasn't really been in the Hollywood eye, the public eye. I haven't had really any stories on her. But she looks surprisingly skinny if you haven't seen it in her new cover album. But, you know, all her fans are blaming Photoshop. And I mean, you know, your fans are supposed to have your back if they're your fans, but they are throwing her under the bus and saying that's not really her body and she's Photoshopped. So Mariah Carey has revealed her newest album cover. And, you know, she's 45. You know, she took to Instagram over the weekend and she revealed the artwork of her new studio album, Number One to Infinity. And, you know, she looked really sexy in her snapshot. The mother, you know, she's a mom and she looks super skinny in her low-cut black dress. I'm not saying moms can't be... I'm not saying moms can't be skinny, but I mean, she looks really, like, really skinny in her picture. And she's wearing a low-cut black dress, and, you know, there's lots of cleavage, and there's lots of leg. And she's resting her hands on her hips, and she has her blonde hair, and it really, you know, it frames her face, and she looks good. But, I mean, she does look really skinny, and all her fans aren't believing that that's her real body. And, I mean, shortly after that, Mariah Carey, after she's heard all this feedback, she went and posted a pic of her looking, you know, she looked really surprisingly thin. And fans quickly, you know, they took to her comments to call her out. And, I mean, as her, like, if you're a fan of somebody, I feel like you should more so not criticize them and more encourage them. But, I mean, her fans just, they just didn't care, so they decided to just call her out on it. And they said, "Photoshopping her body to appear skinnier, shop to about half her size," one person wrote. And another shared, "I will buy this album to appreciate you as a legend. Listening to your music every day makes me so happy. So don't care about Photoshop. You sell your voice and you're not a model, not a cover girl. So I don't care about that. You still try to make your fans happy, and I love you, Mariah. Good luck." So, I mean, that was really, really nice. But, you know, the other comment before that, I was just like, wow, like, you're supposed to be her fan and you're just literally just criticizing her. But I mean, get her Number One Infinity, you know, album. It's Mariah Carey is the best. But one thing I have to say is I think Ariana Grande is going to be the new Mariah Carey. Just saying. I'm just wanting to put that out there. But let's talk about one more story. This is a really funny story before I go to break. I really want to share the story. Or should I maybe go to break? No, I'll share it with you guys because I think it's funny. So, if you guys haven't seen the show Divorce Court, if you haven't seen it, just watch it because it's supposed to be serious, but it's so funny to me. So this man on the show accuses his girlfriend of sleeping with the entire Wu-Tang Clan and then tasering him to show what cramps feel like. His girlfriend tasered him to see what cramps felt like. So let me just... How low can we go, America? Like, come on. So on Divorce Court, you might just be trying to find out. On Friday, there was a show, and they posted a clip to their YouTube page. Divorce Court has a YouTube page. So they posted an account to the page, a video, and it shows the man named Nathan accusing his girlfriend, his on and off girlfriend, of sleeping with the entire Wu-Tang Clan. So, you know, Nathan puts it, you know, as he puts it on there, she gave the Wu-Tang Clan tang. She gave the Wu some tang. So, you know, something, his girlfriend or on and off girlfriend's name is Leah, and she denies everything, you know. She's not gonna confess that she did anything with them. So she claims that she hung out with the members of, you know, the Wu-Tang Clan is a hip-hop group, you know, backstage after their show, and then returning home to hit her boyfriend Nathan around 7 a.m. the next morning. Anyways, if you're going out, I don't know why you're coming in. If you have a boyfriend, why are you coming in at 7 o'clock in the morning when your butt should be there with him, probably in the bed with him, or, you know, hanging out with him? I don't know why she's not returning till 7 o'clock in the morning. So if I was her boyfriend, just saying, I would be suspicious about it. So you know what, Nathan? Good job. But anyways, going on, she didn't return till 7 a.m. the next morning. She insisted, nothing inappropriate happened, and let me just put on the record, the Wu-Tang is nothing but gentlemen. So, you know, the judge that day was Judge Lynn Toler, and she tries to encourage them, you know, staying above the gutter just a little. But Nathan, the boyfriend, he's not having it. And he says that his girlfriend Leah zapped me with a taser gun. Yes, guys, I said zapped him with a taser gun to demonstrate what menstrual cramps felt like. And then he said, I peed on myself. Like, is this girl psycho? Like, I don't know why she's tasering her boyfriend to see what cramps feel like. I don't know what she's going to accomplish by doing that. But you know what? She thought she needed to do it, so she did. So, you know, the judge told her what she wasn't sold at all with the story. And she was pointing out to Leah that it's 2014. You know you're not getting any money, right? Like, she asked, like, you're not getting any money for doing this. I don't know why they're even here, basically, what the judge said. She says, I don't know if he gave you bed bugs, if it was 3 years ago, if you were sleeping with him, you were fine with it. There will be no recovery in this matter. So according to a divorce court voiceover, Leah and Nathan respect the judge's verdict and they move on. And all I have to say is God bless them. And I hope their relationship gets a little better. Not even a little. They need like some help. They need to go to like relationship counseling, couple counseling. They need to do something because I don't think this thing will work. But before I go, the next story is Northwest gets baptized in Israel. And if this is a story, this is a story that I really want to share with you guys. So I'm DJ King with the Hollywood Slang on Penguin Radio. Tune in after this break.
Mind. You cue the lights, I'll draw the blinds.
So, guys, I do actually have some breaking news right now. Justin Bieber was actually kicked out of Coachella, and he was placed in a chokehold and booted out from Coachella, as I said, and the singer threatens legal action. So what happened was Justin Bieber was kicked out of Coachella Sunday night, but not before he was placed in a chokehold. So Bieber and his entourage, you know, walked into the artist entrance where Drake was performing. And when they were stopped by security and told that the area was at capacity, you know, and they couldn't go in. So Bieber and his crew showed the security, like, they had wristbands. Like, I guess you have certain wristbands to get entry. And they had the proper wristbands to get entry, but the security wouldn't let them in. So Bieber argued with them, saying that there was no way he could stand in a big crowd because, you know, like, he'd get bombarded by fans and the fans would probably, you know, attack him. So security was just not having it. And Bieber, you know, he was very persistent, and he said he was personally invited by Drake, and he had been waiting, you know, all weekend to see him perform. But he wasn't standing down, and security was getting pissed. So, you know, at that point, the Coachella staff, the people who work Coachella, they actually came up to Bieber, and they said, this lady said she would escort him inside to the artist area. So, you know, she grabbed him by the arm, and grabbed Bieber by the arm, and then began walking him. And then the security team inside Coachella came up from behind him and put Justin Bieber in a chokehold. Bieber's team that he was with, you know, his little entourage, his squad, the team, they got into it with security, and then the singer was ordered then to leave the festival. But Bieber says that he voluntarily left, and then he's actually considering taking legal action against the security guards. Because, I mean, the lady of Coachella grabbed him by the arm. Bieber was not even trying to get in Coachella because he knew he couldn't, but he was just getting upset. But then the lady grabbed him by the arm, went through security. So, I mean, it's not his fault. The lady should get in trouble for pulling him in security if security didn't even want him in there at all. So, you know, I mean, Justin, you take legal action if you want. They had no right to put you in a chokehold. So, you know what? That lady should get in trouble, actually. And the security. Why are you going to put somebody in a chokehold? You can't just tell them, oh, it's at capacity. We need you to leave. We already told you. I mean, you don't have to go from 0 to 100 real quick. Like, I mean, you don't have to get all crazy. But, I mean, Justin, you take legal action. You take legal action. It's your choice. But, I mean, let's move on. As I said before break, Northwest, she got baptized when the family was actually, you know, in Israel. So she was having a very holy day, if you want to say the least. So, yeah, as I said, Kim, Kanye, they all touched down in Israel via the private plane early on Monday morning after their trip to Armenia. So a rep actually for Kim confirms that North's parents had her baptized in the Holy Land. And actually, according to Israel media reports, the ceremony took place at St. James Cathedral in the Armenian quarters of the old city of Jerusalem. You know, the Keeping Up Kardashian stars, they looked all excited when they arrived. They were pulling up in the black SUVs like they always do. Khloe was wearing, she was dressed in black. She looked thrilled to greet everyone. Kim was dressed in a beige top with a matching overcoat. And it looked so elegant. It looked so great. But yeah, North was baptized. And that's when Kanye had a surprise concert for his fans that they talked about. And, you know, it was just a great day. Great day for little North. She got baptized in her holy land where her mom and dad are from. Where actually her ancestors are from. So I think that's really cool. But moving on. Jussie Smollett is actually, if you guys don't know who Jussie Smollett is, he is the star of, one of the stars on Empire, you know, my favorite show, Empire. But his life's been a little different now after Empire is over, the first season. Like I said, he's also known as Jamal Lyon to the Empire fans, but he's been acting since 1991, and I actually didn't know that. But, you know, since his Fox series exploded on the screens this winter, he's really become a household name. And he's given a really compelling storyline about a musician coming out. That's who he plays in Empire. A musician coming out as gay to the world, despite his homophobic father's wishes. And actually, in real life, he also told, when he was on Ellen, he said that there's no closet. There is no closet. The 31-year-old is also inspiring countless fans to become more hopeful. So what I'm trying to say is this story is about a fan that he encountered, and it really made him bawl. So he says, I get really incredible people. This girl came to me, and I'm quoting what he's saying. This girl came to a signing and showed me she had cuts on her arm, and she said, I swear to God, she said she was about to commit suicide and just happened to see me on Ellen, and it changed her life. And she cried to me, and I literally started bawling because I am a sucker for emotion. But that stuff right there is crazy to think that you have such an effect on someone's life. It touches me in a really, really deep way. And I think it's so cool that he realized this and that he knows that his fans really look up to him and care for him. And they really, whatever he does or says, it really affects his fans. And as a celebrity, he's taking on that role of giving advice and giving being a positive role model and not, like, getting caught up in drugs, alcohol, crime, anything. He's trying to stay positive and give his fans a positive, good-looking role model. And I think he's doing a great job at that. And the season of Empire did end, but I can't wait for season 2 of Empire. So, like I always tell you guys, if you haven't seen the season 1 of Empire, please go watch it. It is a really great show. It is a really, really, really great show. So the next story I'm going to cover is Jennifer Lopez is excited about Hillary Clinton's White House run. And she said, it's time for a woman president. And I know my mom was even happy to hear that Hillary Clinton is going to be running for president. And she might be even the first woman to be president. But Jennifer Lopez hasn't officially thrown her support behind Hillary Clinton for president. But I can imagine that she'll be heading in that direction, I think, because she's talked so much about having a female president. But she says, I just heard about it, J-Lo told reports. And at the MTV Movie Awards, just a couple hours as it started, after Clinton actually announced her candidacy, she says, I'm very excited by the news. So I'm wondering if she's excited enough to actually maybe endorse the former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. But Jennifer Lopez said, I think it's time for a woman president. And I, you know what? I personally honestly think we've had our first African-American president, and I think that's really cool. So I think it would also make history, too, to have our first female or women president. I think it would be really, really cool. But Clinton actually announced in her video she posted yesterday, if you guys didn't see it, yesterday afternoon on her social media platforms, that she is making a second attempt for the White House. Because if you didn't know, she did make a first attempt, but she didn't, I think, I don't know what happened. She got too stressed or something, but I mean, she wasn't able to make her first attempt. So now she's coming back for a second attempt for the White House. And she says, I'm getting ready to do something too. I'm running for president. She was in the video saying, so I'm hitting the road to earn your vote because it's your time. And I hope you'll join me on this journey. And I think it's so cool because if you guys didn't know, in 2012, Jennifer Lopez was among, I think, one of the thousand or hundred of the group of female Hollywood superstars who appeared in the video supporting President Barack Obama's re-election. Women will help decide the election. The American Idol judge, if you didn't know, Jennifer Lopez, the American Idol judge also. But she said in the video that, I grew up with a strong, hardworking mom and dad and two brilliant sisters. I've learned that from an early age that women do come together. There's nothing we can't do. And I think that's so great. And I give my vote to Hillary, and all these great celebs are going to be having her back. So good luck to you, and hopefully we'll have our first female president soon. And with that being said, guys, the next story I have is French Montana and Khloe Kardashian reunite. And if you didn't see this last episode Sunday, this past Sunday that passed, episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I'm going to give you the wild recap of it. But first, I'm going to go to a break. This is DJ King with the Hollywood Slang on Penguin Radio. All my niggas close to me, and all the mother niggas ready boss to pay. Oh, the house go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like.
Not really her style. They all got the same heartbeat, but hers is falling behind. Nothing in this world could ever bring them down. Yeah, they're invincible, and she's just in the background.
And I'm back. This is DJ King with the Hollywood Slang on Penguin Radio. So before I went on break, I was talking about French Montana and his heart for Khloe Kardashian. They actually reunite. But I'm going to give you guys a little recap of this wild episode that happened this past Sunday on Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E! And honestly, all I have to say is whoa. Because, you know, the latest episode, it was so wild if you didn't watch it. It first showed Kim Kardashian. She came out of surgery, and thankfully, it seemed to go all smoothly. Baby number two now, she says that we're ready for you, baby number two. Because if you guys didn't know, she was having problems getting pregnant. Something was wrong with her uterus, so they had to go in there and fix it surgically. And it's fixed now, so she says, baby number two, watch out. You know, it's going to be coming soon. So, and after it shows Kim, meanwhile, it goes back into Calabasas, where Kris Jenner is having trouble dealing with her teenage daughter, Kylie Jenner, in the house. Kylie Jenner is just, she's only 17, I mean, she's 17 years old, but she's really acting like she's a lot older, but she wants to be on her own, and she tells her mom, I don't want to live with you anymore, but Kris cannot, she can't, like, Kris is saying no. So literally, Kylie ditches her mom in the episode. She ditches Kris and Scott Disick to go hang out with her dad, Bruce Jenner. So after it shows that, meanwhile, it shows Khloe Kardashian, her best friend Malika, and they're discussing their latest relationship drama. And Khloe, you know, she has a bunch of French Montana's belongings at her house. She didn't want to deal with it, so she asked Malika to do it for her, like, to get rid of them. So, you know, aside from her health issues that she's having, if you didn't know, Kim is her typical, you know, business savvy self. She was, you know, prepping for an appearance in which she was expected to talk about, you know, her technology and why she's confident in herself, and if she doesn't think everyone else is. So with all that being said, it then moves on to Khloe and Malika. They head to Vegas for a party appearance, and guess who happens to be there that one night too is French. And guess who was at dinner at the same place where they ate dinner? Chloe and Malika. It was French. So, you know, after, you know, he approached their table, he pulls Malika aside to clear the air because, you know, she wasn't happy with him being there. So, once they get back from Vegas, Chloe decides, you know, she'll take her bestie, Malika, on a girls' trip because, you know, they got heated between, it got really heated between Malika and French in Vegas. So, they went on their little getaway. And then, meanwhile, in the episode, it goes back to Chris, and she's making the biggest attempt to make things work with Kylie. So she took her to San Diego to visit MJ, which is her grandma and Chris's mom. But things go south so quickly. And they just start fighting so much. And Malika and Coco, Coco is Chloe's nickname, but they have a heart-to-heart, and they realize that they both have good intentions. Coco is then tells French, you know, I want to cut you out of my life. I don't want you in my life anymore. But then it goes back to Kylie, and this episode was so crazy because she realizes that Kylie's all, oh, I realize I've been too moody with my mom, and she just wants to be her friend again. So, I mean, Kylie is still a teenager, I feel like. She's only 17, so she's going to be moody for a couple more years of her life. So, I mean, they're going to have to get used to it. But it was an amazing episode, as it's not always every Sunday. So tune in to the brand new episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians next Sunday at 9 p.m. 8 Central on E! So moving on to another story, you know, that's been hitting the headlines is the trailer for the MTV Scream series is finally here, and everyone is freaking out. You know, I was saying, like, you can't do a slasher movie as a series, but MTV actually pulled it off, and they did. So MTV is attempting to answer the question this summer when their upcoming Scream series is based on the series of movies, if you guys don't know the Scream movies, the horror movies, the same name, and it debuts this summer. So the star of the show is Bella Thorne, and she's introduced the world premiere of this new trailer at the MTV Movie Awards. And it probably couldn't have made us more excited because, I mean, I like Bella Thorne as an actress. I think, you know, I think she's a great actress, but all the roles I've seen her in, she's always played such a funny role, but, she's going to actually be playing a more like a horror role. And, you know, if you guys aren't fans of the original 1996 movie Scream, most of the movies that followed were, you know, super exciting to see, everything about the films, but originally that they loved about the films was it appears to be like in the present day. So the blood, the beautiful people, the terror, the comedy, the characters who are somewhat aware they're in a horror movie kind of, but this is going to be a 10 episode series from the executive producers who made the show. Tells the story, you know, of a cyber bullying incident that results in a brutal murder and brings up memories of the killing spree from the past, the past issues that have been going on. So, I mean, this movie sounds like it is going to be so great. So great. So, if you guys want to see this movie, the series actually starts, I think, sometime in July. I think it's July. So, if you guys like the Scream movies, it's actually going to be a series now. So, I mean, you can watch them. The next story I am so excited to talk about because I love the first movie. Pitch Perfect. Oh my gosh, that movie is so good because it combines like the a cappella group, and then it has such great actresses in it. The music is amazing. If you guys haven't seen Pitch Perfect 1, it's kind of an old movie now, but if you haven't seen Pitch Perfect 1, I really, really, really recommend you guys seeing it before you see the second one, just because the first one really tells the story, and then once you see the second one, you'll be like, oh, I'm so happy I watched the first one. But anyways, the Pitch Perfect 2 cast show off their, you know, epic rapping skills in their new trailer. And I'm trying to find the trailer for you guys because I really, 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 I really want you guys to hear it. And because it's a really good thing. But it's music to our ears if you're a Pitch Perfect fan. Pitch Perfect 2 sneak peeks. Put out some sneak peeks and trailers. It couldn't get any better. The cast just delivered a brand new trailer that is nothing short of aka awesome. Rebel Wilson and Brittany Stowe, Anna Camp, Haley Seinfeld, they introduced the preview of the 2015. A lot of these new movies that are coming out that I'm speaking upon, They were all shown at the MTV Movie Awards. So if you watched them, then you guys should have seen the trailers for all these movies. But if you haven't, I want to show at least one trailer for you guys. I'm trying to find it right now. But let me just talk about it for a little bit. Let's see. They talk about the movie, and it's supposed to be really good. For those that are not caught up with, you know, Becca and Fat Amy, the rest of the cast, our highly anticipated sequel brings the Bellas back together for a cappella world championship where they face off against the troublemakers and a few bros from overseas. So the sequel features newcomers Katie Sagal and Steinfeld, who were nothing short, you know, of thrilled to join the project. Who would not be happy to join the project of Pitch Perfect? I mean, it's awesome. But it's supposed to be such a great movie. It's got such great ratings so far. But I want to show you guys this new trailer of it right now. I'm going to play it for you guys. So I hope you guys like it.
We are coming to you live from the nation's capital, where the Barton University Bellas are performing for the President of the United States on his birthday. I came in like a wrecking
ball. Oh, no. She has no underwear on.
Oh, my God.
We have a commando situation. She's turning.
No.
Brace yourself.
She's coming. The Australian singer gave the president a birthday gift from down under.
The Bellas are suspended. You're being replaced by the European champions.
Sound machine.
How are we gonna compete with them?
I'm not supposed to have any ideas. I'm the hot one.
I'm pretty sure I'm the hot one.
If we win the world championships, will you reinstate us?
If you win it. Oh!
Barton Bellas.
You are so tiny.
We're gonna kick your ass.
Your team is like a, how do you say that? A heated mess. A mess where heat is applied to it. So what once was a little messy is now even messier.
Never trust a big button that smiles. That girl is poison.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
Please just retire.
Did your accents get thicker? Is that like a intimidation thing? Because World War II. Boom.
When I look back on this, I won't remember performing and competing. I'm gonna remember you weirdos.
Me too.
Guys, there's gonna be some haters out there. They're gonna look at us, Team USA, and be like, why is the most talented one Australian?
Who run the world, girls? Who run this mother?
Boy, these girls have broken down every single barrier in their path. What an inspiration to girls all over the country who are too ugly to be cheerleaders.
So if that wasn't enough for you guys, I mean, I don't know what else you guys have to watch to see this movie, but it is going to be such a great movie if you didn't hear from that preview, man. So fans of Pitch Perfect, if you can't wait to see this movie, it comes out, it hits theaters May 15th of this year. So you better get your tickets, because I feel like it's going to be one of those movies that sells out really quick. And I cannot personally wait to see that movie, because from that preview, it looks amazing. The songs are so modern. They're not actually older. They're more modern new songs, and I feel like the crowd, the fans, the audience is just going to fall in love with the movie. So staying on to the movie scene, the new movie, as I talked about earlier in my show, about Robert Downey Jr., the Avenger movie. If you guys haven't seen the first Avenger movie, please watch it. It is a long movie. I think it's like a 3-hour movie, but it's so worth the 3 hours, I promise. If you like superheroes, the actors in there are great. If you like superheroes, though, this is the movie for you. The new one was presented at the MTV Movie Awards. It's supposed to be a really great movie, though. That one is supposed to hit theaters May 1st. So if you've seen the first one, haven't seen the first one, please watch it before the second one, because there's a story that goes along with it. But the newest one's called Avengers Age of Ultron. It's supposed to be such a great movie, guys. Go watch the previews on YouTube or online somewhere. It's supposed to be a great movie, and I can't wait to also see that movie. But switching gears, there's another story I want to cover is Drake actually has his own search engine now, and it's the best we've ever had. Google searches just went from 0 to 100 real quick, guys, and I'm talking real quick. His new website appeared on the internet called Let Me Drake That For You. And, you know, it's just as good as it sounds. You know, all Drizzy, all the time. Like, if you like Drake, Drizzy all the time. Basically, it's kind of a knockoff of Google, and it kind of produces only Drake's related results, and which is kind of the downfall. But, I mean, it's like Google on fleek. Like, come on. It's Google on fleek, guys. But, you know, if you got some spare time, like, you know, there's nothing more fun than gathering your woes, as Drake would say. And you're going down the Drake's rabbit hole on Tuesday, of course. But you can literally, honestly, search anything to see how it relates to Drake. You can type in, like, lint roller and get pictures of the Toronto Raptors, Drake's branded lint rollers. You can type in sandwich and you can get throwback videos of the one time Drake didn't get the lunch he wanted. Type in woes and get this. Let Me Drake That For You even provides you with Drizzy's themed background music while the search engine generates. So while you're searching with Drake's results, you can also listen to Drake's music. So, I mean, for Drizzy fans, this is the website for you guys. You should just leave Google and come to this. Because, and possibly I think the best part of the whole thing is I'm feeling the Drizzy button. And it's a button. It's called I'm Feeling Drizzy button. And it's a play on Google's I'm Feeling Lucky option. So, you know, have you ever clicked that on Google? But it's supposed to be really funny, and every time you click, you're treated to an amazing Drake related GIF, and oh my gosh, it's so funny. But I guess you can say Google, it started from the bottom and now it's Drake, because I think feel like Google's not gonna get replaced with Drake's thing. But I thought that story was so funny for you guys. The next story I have for you guys is a mother of six boys. Oh my gosh. A mother of six boys finds out she's actually finally pregnant with a girl. And you know what? I'm so happy for her. I mean, having six boys must be so hard. And now she's finally having a court. And obviously, you know, every mother that is expecting a child is, you know, going to be happy with whatever they have. But this mom was really leaning towards a girl, and I can see why. She has six boys. Like, she needs some girl power in that house. The dad, the six boys, and then the mom. She really, 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 really needs some boys. I mean, some girls. But anyways, as I was saying before, she's expecting a girl, and she said regardless of their gender, but this one was probably, she was really hoping for a girl. North Carolina's Cher Lahr was, she has the best rhyming names ever, by the way. She's already had six children, as I said, all of them boys. Yes, all boys, six boys. She is grossly outnumbered in that house, she says, and when it came time to find out what her seventh baby was on, whether it was a boy or a girl, you can imagine how anxious she was. Having six boys, she really wants a girl. She even says in the video she might throw up when she finds out because she's having a girl. But the video is so funny if you want to watch it. But, you know, congratulations to you. So basically it's the most epic, sweetest meltdown ever. So congrats to the Lahr family. But when it comes to six boys, I can't help but think about this scene in Bridesmaids. And you guys all know what I'm talking about. And I'm actually going to play that scene for you guys right now. Here is the scene. Talking about. This is a scene where it's talking about, you know, the six, when she talks about, oh yeah, do you have any kids? And then she's like, no, I don't have any kids. She goes, well, I have two boys, and let me tell you. So I'm going to let you guys hear this scene from Bridesmaids, if you don't already know what I'm talking about, because it is so, it's so funny.
She has three kids now.
Three boys.
Wow. So cute.
They are cute, but when they reach that age, they're disgusting. They smell, they're sticky, they say things that are horrible, and there is semen all over everything. Okay? Disgusting. I cracked a blanket in half. Do you get where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
I cracked it in.
So that scene. If that little scene didn't help you guys, I don't know what will, but I'm sure that mom is dealing with that every day of her life. Having six boys, she's probably cracking tons of blankets in half, just saying. But anyways, that's all I have for you guys today. This is DJ King with the Hollywood Slang on Penguin Radio. Catch me here Mondays from 4 to 5, and you won't be sorry. So I hope you guys have a great week. And as I said before, this is DJ King with the Hollywood Slang on Penguin Radio, guys. Have a great day. On this road.